Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
No man, down in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Chat, take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. It's running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me. Yeah. Ooh, big time. Big time. Big time.
Welcome to episode 408 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Mr. Primo, aka Prime, and Tim Kincaid in the building. You know, we'll have a special guest up shortly, but it's a surprise, though, by the way. But, you know, talk about surprises. Howie Roseman has been surprising Eagles Nation with a lot of gifts, a lot of surprises. I think over the last couple of days, we've been kind of shock and awe with Saquon Barkley. Now we're seeing Tiki Barber and Saquon go back at it. That's a lot of fun. You know, we have an edge rusher now in Bryce Huff. We just recently saw some stuff out there on the Instagram of "I will miss you." What is it from Josh Sweat? So I mean, we're in a little bit of tizzy right now, but I think overall I'm pretty happy with a lot of the pickups. I mean, has any one move shocked you?
I gotta say, man, the one move that shocked me was the Saquon Barkley. I honestly did not think it was gonna happen. I thought it was just all talk, all hype. And then, you know, when the breaking news came through yesterday, it was like, oh shit, it happened. I'm excited about it. You know, a lot of people have some negativity to talk about the you know, the pickup, but hey. They thought the same thing about Swift when we signed him, and look at the outcome. This man is now going to be lined up behind one of the best offensive lines in the league. So, you know, a lot of people who are real true to him and know what he's all about know that, you know, he could do damage when he has the right personnel in front of him blocking. So that's the best thing to be looking forward to. So I'm definitely excited about that. And then there was one today that was a little shocking, and I gotta say that was that Devontae Parker pickup. That was a little surprise. I don't know. Is it too soon to say, you know, that's our third wide receiver?
You can dabble at it, yeah. I think so. For now. Right. For now. Right. What about you, Tim?
Yeah, man. I think the Devontae Parker, that was probably the biggest surprise. Saquon kind of knew about that. Huff, I think Huff has been. They are negotiated that way before. But yeah, man. I mean, this is something like this is a three down back. This is somebody that can hit. He can hit his head on the goalpost, man. With Saquon Barkley, I'm talking about. So I'm super happy. But before I start, though, I definitely want to say this. I want to say Zach Ertz, Jalen Mills, Who else? Who else left us? Who else Mariota. Left us? Got another deal. Who?
Mariota.
Mariota, yeah. You're dead to me.
You're dead.
You're dead to me. That's my new tagline, son.
Now, I was talking about these gifts earlier. You know, there's a guy in our community who's been giving gifts and spreading his art. I think, you know, anytime you get to see somebody just blossom out there, I'm a big fan of art. I think this guy, Jordan Spector, if you haven't seen him, you've probably seen him around with the heavy hitters. Mainly as of recently, Brandon Graham. But welcome to the stage, Jordan. What's up, man? How you doing?
Come on, guys. Sorry, I got my mouth full right now.
You're busy. You're a busy dude, man. You're a busy dude. Now, tell us about this project you got going on with Brandon Graham, the Immortals, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it. I can't wait to see your unboxing for you to see it in the flesh. I've got a couple goodies next to me right now that I can show off.
Okay.
But I did my first ever Immortals trading card last year with Brian Dawkins, and I really didn't know what to expect. You know, it was cool the fact that I could even do one just with Brian in itself, but the whole process to get to that point and the time spent on the research and the kind of building the blueprint behind it of how it was going to work. The randomization of, you know, how people can buy any card, it's the same price, but you have the chance to land an autograph card, a parallel variation. So it's been a lot of fun to put it all together and then see it blossom the way that it has, especially last year. So I had to follow up card one with card number two. And I was like, how could I do just as big of a hit? And BG was the answer for sure. So luckily I was able to connect with him and really piece together project number two, which we just launched last Thursday. And the response has been even crazier than I thought it was going to be. So it's been a lot of fun. And what really makes these projects special too is the people, the person I'm working with, they are such a good person. And that being Brian Dawkins and now BG, like they're just the best, not only on the field, but off the field. And that's what makes these projects extra special, because they go above and beyond even without me asking. And they're enthusiastic, they're into it, like they love it, you know. So that's aside from you know, launching an actual project and that being a part of my business, it's just great to work with good people. So I couldn't say enough good things about both of them. So I really appreciate you guys having me on to talk about it and to show it off. So I'm excited, man.
Hey, man, yep. Back in the day, man, I remember when you first started out, you were in the parking lots. It's you've been a long way, man, and we're always proud of you, man. So without further ado, I'm gonna box this live. I don't want to get nervous.
Oh, it's still in the OG box, too. That's good.
I don't want to fumble the bag here.
You get to see how secured it is.
This guy does a good job. What happened? See here,
and while you're unboxing it too, I'll mention another fact is that each drop is limited edition, so there's only 1,552 cards total. But we'll be getting one of those in your package there, and once they sell out, we don't make them again.
All right, thanks for the
promo card.
Thank you for the 10%. Oh wow, this is crazy right here. Look at this, man. I'm a big collector. You know, I collect a little bit of everything. I don't even want to take off the wrapping.
Yeah, right.
it looks so nice with it on there, right?
You're forcing me to do this. You know, I got the Super Bowl DVD when we won the Super Bowl. I still have never opened it.
Yeah, mine's cool. Is in the wrap. Well, yeah.
Here we go. Unboxing this for you people that are listening on the podcast. We're doing a little unboxing. Wow, look at that. Breakthrough. How's it been like working with Brandon Graham, man?
It's been amazing, man. I mean, he is who you think he is. He is such a nice guy, just loves life, and he really, really was into this. For him, I got to see a little bit of the emotion and passion behind the actual play and hear him talk about how much this means to him to relive that experience from a totally new angle, right? Because that creation I made, that picture doesn't exist. You can't find anything of that moment. I basically just pieced together the moment to recreate it from my own perspective. So it was really cool for him to experience that and talk about those moments that led up to it, the moment itself, the feelings after. It was pretty special. So,
yeah, I mean, Gail mentioned earlier, man, it's always cool to catch you in the parking lots.
That's crazy.
And we've been at events where, you know, I mean, you had your whole layout. And I got to say, bro, your work is definitely admiring, man. You inspired the shit out of me. I wish I was a drawler. That's one thing God could gift me with. Pretty good at drawing stick figures, you know what I mean? I can't.
That's where it all starts, man. Come on now.
I know. But, like, my wife, she's blessed with drawing. She does these things on a daily where she makes lunch bags of figures for my kids. It's great. And I mentioned you to her various times and what you got going on. But with that being said, man, like, I'm just curious on what inspired you to come out with the whole Immortals thing.
So, a couple years ago, I really started to take notice of trading cards, and that industry in general really started to take off again in 2020, 2021. And a company called Topps, one of the biggest companies in the card industry, they started doing these artist collaborations, a project called Topps 2020, Topps 70, and then Topps 100. And, you know, they never contacted me. They never hit me up. But I was inspired by seeing what was going on to really take a leap of faith and do my own project. So it was quite the journey to figure out how to source the legitimate resources and materials to make these cards, to get the boxes that I do. And as I went through the process, I realized I wanted to make it not just a card, but an experience for the person that is holding this, right? Like, I want you to feel that moment and relive it the moment you look at it. So, It's a lot of nostalgia for me, and it's something that seeing those projects I wanted to bring to the table. And it's also really allowed me to collaborate with these guys more legitimately, where I can bring them enough value and I can bring them something unique that they're getting into and getting behind. And on top of that, we're able to donate some of the proceeds to a foundation that they're passionate about. So for Brian, it was the Impact Foundation, his Brian Dawkins Impact Foundation. For BG, it's a foundation here in it's a foundation in Philadelphia that empowers kids to get into gaming and you know, work as a team in gaming and stay out of trouble outside and, you know, build a community. So it's just cool to be able to have that be a part of it. It kind of all comes into one big system, and just being able to piece it together is a dream come true. So, you know, ultimately, yeah, I just wanted to put something out there that nobody's been doing, nobody's seen before, and you know, just do something unique.
Hey, word on the street is that you're out with one of the legends as we speak.
Yes, so I today we were just with Brian Dawkins a little bit ago. He was doing some card autographs, basically people who collected the first card. We had an opportunity where they could mail in their card. You could get it signed by Brian. So that was today. So I was just with him a couple hours ago. And I've got some of the OG cards with me, actually. Like, this is the green parallel.
Oh, no, wow. That.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And, the base card too. So, and I'll show you, but I have all of the artist proofs for all of the Brandon Graham parallel foil cards. So I'll show you guys some of those too.
So I have a question. So when you start this whole process, like, where does all this start from? The helmet, like the move, or like how take us through the mind of Jordan when you're starting to draw something?
The concept and the idea doesn't always come to me right away. Sometimes I really need to sit and think and watch highlights, look at pictures, and just really get into the zone, which seems to happen often late at night. I'm quite the night owl, and I'm most creative at night. I feel like you'll hear that from a lot of artists. But you know, just reliving that moment and thinking through how I could make a new creation out of it is really where I started. And then I start looking at pictures, looking at different angles and trying to piece together, like I said, this design of that angle, you know, trying to think through how that probably looked. And then especially like one of my favorite parts is Tom Brady's face. I actually found that face from another photo where he's like on the ground, like yelling at a ref, but oh, it looked wow. like he was like in pain.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
That, like I felt like I really had to find the perfect picture to go off of to repurpose.
Well, you probably had two options there. You're right. You have the one where he's on the ground, and then one was the one when he missed the catch, and then Malcolm Jacobs slapped him on the butt and said, "Come on, Tom." You probably had that one too, right?
I forgot about that follow up. Actually, yes, that was the one right there. But
it was funny. We had Evan. This is like a half hour ago. He said, "Just saw B-Doc walking through the airport." Evan, yep. Evan's coming back from San Diego as we speak. But
that's funny.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, is there anything that you? I mean, anything else? Any new projects you want to talk about? I know you. You're everywhere with this lovely painting. I saw that you got this in Nick Foles' hands this weekend.
Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson as well, right?
Yep. Yeah. So it's been years in the making of I basically have a small quantity of prints that I'm having every single guy in that piece sign that's still alive. And I now have 8 left that I need to get. Wow. This past weekend was Nick Foles, Coach Doug Peterson, Jason Peters, all of which had a really cool response to the artwork, because basically what I do is I give each guy their own replica, their own canvas, so they're super appreciative of that, and it's just cool to hear them kind of talking about their moments in the Super Bowl and just chopping it up. So that was really cool to be able to meet them, and I'm hoping to get to the finish line. We're going to be, once I get it complete, we're going to be auctioning some of them with Eagles Autism, so that'll be a lot of fun, and it's cool to have them behind it too.
Is that like trying to catch Pokemon or something? Because, I mean, you got to catch them all, man, right?
You got to catch them all. And it takes a lot of time.
I have a question. So who are you missing from that piece of the signatures?
I've had to rattle this off a couple times to see if I can remember. So it's Eric Allen, Clyde Simmons, Troy Vincent, LeSean McCoy, Andy Reid. That's 5. Zach Ertz, Carson Wentz, which I don't know how the heck I'm going to get Carson Wentz. And then one more is, who is it, Brooks?
Brandon Brooks?
Yeah, Brandon Brooks. Brandon Brooks.
Isn't he going to school at UPenn right now?
I saw that.
You got to roll up to one of his classes or something.
Yes, I feel like him and McCoy should be pretty easy. They're around a lot. But the rest of them, I don't have – a lot of connections to, but I'm sure something will come up.
One of my homies that hit me up today, his son is best friends with Eric Allen.
Okay.
Eric Allen's son. They went to high school together. So
yep.
I can put in a word.
I think maybe we're both thinking of AA Ron.
I've heard about that project in the works. That could be a possibility.
That could be cool. Yeah.
So. But yeah, man. I just wanted to thank you for coming on, man. And I know you're busy at the moment, but appreciate you coming by. I know if you guys want to buy any of his work, check out the website below, spectrearts.com, and pick up some stuff, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Before we go though, I gotta ask the question. This might be something you might not want to share right now, but do you have the next card in mind?
Yes, actually, it's already in the works. It's already moving right now. I know everybody's thinking Kelsey. Everybody's thinking Fletcher Cox. I just saw him last week. But I'm actually taking a step outside of Philly to do something with Bo Nickel, a UFC fighter. Okay. He's going to be fighting in UFC 300.
Nice. Yeah,
really great guy. I don't know if you guys are into UFC, but he's on the rise. I think he's going to be a big-time star. He's a winner. He's an All-American wrestler at Penn State, and we're going to be launching that in April. Okay. So stay tuned for that. And to everybody asking about Kelsey, I'm working on it. Probably my only hope is Dom. So we'll see if he can help me out there. And I'm hoping to do something because I know Kelsey would be into it. It's just a matter of, you know, trying to get to him because he's a hard guy to get to. Gotcha.
Maybe him chugging a beer at like outside of a stadium.
I could do just about anything and it would be iconic. There's almost too much to choose from. But I think the ultimate would be the speech on the steps. I mean, that is forever.
The Mummer's outfit.
Yep. Yep. That's got to be number one in my mind. Cool. And I was there for that, so it just means even more to me. So, yeah, we'll see. But like Gil said, SpectreSportsArt.com, limited edition card. We're actually about 80% of the way sold. So definitely, if you want to get one, make sure you grab it soon. And stay tuned for next.
All right, Jordan, man. Thanks for coming on, bro. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Good seeing you, Jordan, again, bro.
Man, you know, some things make you feel like a kid again. You know, I'm cleaning out my office as we speak. That's why I moved sections for the last week. So I'm going through old cards. I came across an old Randall Cunningham, Jerry Curl rookie card. So, you know, it's been, you know, the work in progress with the house, but everything's going good, man. I mean, I think, going back to, these gifts that Howie has dropped upon us. I think the one pickup today, I think Devontae Parker, Howie's doing Howie things. He gets him for 1.2 mil. And then he has the Patriots picking up the tab on that. That was kind of nice. Right here we have 1.2 mil. And then the Patriots pay the rest. The guaranteed deal is $4.69 million, and we only pay 1.2. I said it's ours. Like I'm paying for it.
Well, it is ours. We talk.
We kind of do.
Yeah, we kind of do.
Yeah. I said we.
Hey, yeah. Well, quick question though. With this signing right here, this is a great number three, but I think I would prefer another signing, maybe re-signing OZ.
I like the idea of it, but I feel like let's hit the draft.
Yeah,
I mean, we're talking about four and wide receiver three, potentially four with Parker, and then hit the draft. I mean, you can get that dude in the third, second. You know, I just like competition. I'm not saying he's the be all, the end all right now. But that could be the death of Quez.
Yeah, I think the Quez there is definitely the
wide receiver on the roster only. I'm saying, you know.
Okay, I was about to say. I was about to say.
Yeah, man. How he's doing? How he thinks? Shout out to Bob from Down Under. He brings up the Oi Matt Hennessy, which has got to be the that is the most hood. Last name ever.
Didn't he play at Temple?
Yeah, he played at Temple. Temple tough. Yeah. You know, I feel like he's a guy that, you know, he's a guy who's coming off an injury, but only 26 years old, played with the Falcons. He's got a number of starts. He was originally a third-round pick out of Temple. Temple tough. Shout out to Evans, Temple Owls. I'm not mad at that. We kind of thought about a veteran piece that was brought in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to more, man. I'm spoiled these past 2 days, and you know, I can't wait to talk about the type of day I had seeing my brother from across the office. You know what I mean, and his reaction on how things didn't go their way at all. And you know, I mean, I love it. All right, they shit the bed all over. So it's been a very interesting day, man. You know, the Henry signing. I probably was the non-Raven fan that was so excited to see that happen. You know, I mean, I jump out of my seat over my cubicle and I'm yelling across the room to my brother, "Yo, King Henry, no Cowboys."
Cowboys, who they pick up? Anyone there? Anyone?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Straight up Keith Sweats over there.
Now Mark says Sal Powell expects the Eagles to add a running back in the draft. I fully believe if we got Marshawn Lloyd, that would be nice later to add in the mix.
Stop playing.
In the mix, that would be nice. That would be nice. I think I've been pumping him too hard.
He's the best running back in the draft.
I'm just saying. Like, I mean, I think there's other backs, but I just feel like.
Okay, then give me Ray Davis. I'll take him.
Ray Davis would be another Temple tough. Temple tough. Yeah. Temple tough.
I'll take Ray Davis.
Now, the other move that happened today that all you needy linebacker fans have been asking for, Patrick Queen. Did you see how much Patrick Queen got?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Well, 3 years, 41 mil.
We sound like a back. We sound like a
back. I'm just saying, Patrick Queen, we never had Patrick Queen money. But it would have been interesting. We would have shocked the world and went, you know, put that money instead of running back, went to got a linebacker. Well, that would have been really intriguing. Let's see. Extrice is talking about Jalen Wright for the speed. I watched some Jalen Wright. Very interesting out of Tennessee. Now, someone asked, how legit do you think the early Simmons reports are? I think it's legit. I think it's a perfect opportunity. 3-year deal. You have it out in the third year, and then give him some nice guaranteed money. What is market value? Is what, 11 mil?
Yeah, he's looking for 11. But I believe what I've heard is it will be like a 3-year. 29, somewhere in that area. But which means that, you know how we would do dummy years.
So
being 31, right? 31 or 30.
So it's definitely true. I mean, the talks are out there. Now Zach says CJGJ or Simmons.
I'm being greedy and I'm going to say both.
I want both.
I want both.
I'll say both.
But I put it up to Fangio. The Fangio, it's his system, whatever he feels like is going to be. But I feel like CJ's range is crazy. And his,
how do you feel about some of the outside signings? You know what I mean? Like, you know,
with the chin,
the Giants and the Redskins.
Chin, yeah.
Jeremy Chin signed with the Washington. Mariota signed with Washington. Let's see who else. The Giants picked up the Brian Burns. That trade was like, I wanted the Eagles to make that trade. They used the picks that they got from Leonard Williams, and they used
that, 2 and 5 or something like that.
They used that on Brian Burns. So I think the Giants, they got Kayvon. They got Dexter Lawrence. They got They got Ojulari, and they have
Thibodeau.
Yeah, and then they have Brian Burns. So I'm gonna pay them respects for that move. But what do you guys think? Are you guys concerned, worried about those moves?
Oh, look, man, I'm not trying to sound biased, but I'm never concerned when it comes to the Redskins and Giants. I think we still have the upper on this whole situation. You know what I mean? Them losing Saquon, them not really having a quarterback. I mean, they still got a quarterback situation that they're going to be dealing with. Redskins, I mean, I think it's the same thing with them. And it's like I told you a long time ago, man, Dan Quinn, to me, is just not head coach material. I think he's a great coordinator, but head coach material, and you're going to see. So, yeah, that's where I'm at, man. I'm not worried about nothing.
All right, say it with your chest. My bad. I said it yesterday. I said it yesterday. I'm a little concerned about the Commanders. they're having a, you know, a great offseason. The Giants they're making sneaky moves with Gus Edwards from Baltimore. They got him, They got from FSU. FSU. I'm trying to think of his name.
Oh, what were you saying? From FSU.
FSU. Oh my goodness, Singletary. They got Singletary. The Giants.
Oh, Giants. Giants.
Yeah, the Giants. So, you know, everybody's going to try to, you know, fulfill the positions except the Cowboys. I don't know what they're doing. Y'all, the Cowboys broke.
Well, I mean, their thing is always, you know, they try to sign their own. I mean, right now they have, you thought they were going to get some, you know, there was rumors about, Derrick Henry going to the Cowboys after he signed with he bought a house in Dallas. So people were like, you know, we're potentially, you know, we're going to be signing Derrick Henry. But he signed with the Ravens.
He bought a house in Dallas as well, because that I heard was that he bought a house in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, he got – I heard that he bought a house in Dallas. That was going all over the web.
I guess wherever he bought a house at, that's where he was going to end up being. But I mean, yeah, he definitely had Cowboy fans, you know, all hyped up. You know, my brother being one.
Oh, did you know the Cowboys also? You know, we mentioned that they lost Pollard. He went to the Titans. Dorrance Armstrong. He also went to the Commanders, and then Tyler, I can't say his last name, Bishada, Tyler Bishada. They're a center who's been there for the last 3 years. He's with the Commanders.
Yeah. Dan Quinn took all his pieces.
Hmm.
And they still haven't signed Gilmore. Gilmore's still a free agent.
Yep. Do other players? The Giants picked up John Runyon from the Packers. They also picked up. Let's see. Some guys that you probably don't have heard, Carter Coughlin, Casey Kreider. But they notables that they lost Saquon and Xavier McKinney, which is nice, man. Which is nice. Oh, you know the other pick that I like, Frankie Louvu, that the Commanders picked up, and they picked up Austin Ekeler.
Yep.
Zach Ertz.
You're dead to me.
Brandon McManus, remember him? And they lost Antonio Gibson. So those are some of the moves that are out there. You know, I don't know, man. I feel you think any moves happen tonight? I'm hoping that the Simmons move happens tonight.
Yeah, the Simmons move would definitely be key for tonight. That'll be the icing on the cake if that was to go down. But I mean, like I said, I'm being greedy, man. I'm hoping that Simmons and CJ can be in the works, you know what I mean, and to me that's a big win in the free agency.
That's crazy.
I said pumpkin. That's what I said, man. That's what I said, Chase. Now, do you guys see Tim asked thoughts on Isaac Grendo? He tested like. His RAS score was crazy. It's the athletic score that you get from the combine. He tested crazy. I have to go back and watch more of him. Have you watched him?
What position do you play?
Running back. Running back.
I haven't seen him.
Let's see. Bob from Down Under says we finally spent money at running back. Do shock horror draft a linebacker high too.
I mean, there's a couple of linebackers in the draft that, like I said, there's a Walton from Wisconsin, but he did have a lot of injuries in college. I know everybody's fan favorite because it was, you know, his dad's a legend. Can't remember his name right now. Drawing the blank. Trotter Jr. So, I mean. I know everybody's saying that Trotter is short, But that kid is a tackling machine. But playing at the next level to see if he can shed blocks and have the, you know, have FBI on him, which is football intelligence, and or even playing in open space. I think that's probably going to be the best thing for the Eagles to get a linebacker that can play in space. Because, yeah, I mean, we got exposed. They were attacking our off linebacker the entire time by attacking. Who was that? Who were they attacking the entire time? Was it Amara? They were attacking Amara, right? Amara?
Yep. Amara went to the Bills.
And if I was about to say that he went to the Bills.
Amara went to the Bills. Yeah. Lucky them, man. Lucky them. I was wondering if Morrow had a guaranteed money in his contract.
I did not see the money. I didn't see the guaranteed money, and I didn't see the contract. But I'm gonna definitely look that up to see. I think he's gonna be a camp body. Let's be honest.
Let's see. Tony says Tiki is butt hurt. Was a highlight for him today. Tiki backtracked on the statement. I said he backpedaling more than Rondé. Bars. I feel like the whole Tiki thing, I think he said it was tongue in cheek. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you said someone's dead to you, then the next day you're like, I was just kidding. But I think Saquon took that to heart, man.
Oh, for sure. And my thing is with Tiki, though, he did take it serious because when an older black man, when we get butt hurt, we always got to involve age. Man, I've been out of the league 17 years. I'm almost 50 years old. What I got to do?
You young buck. Young buck.
That's what I knew. He took it to heart.
I've been out
the car.
When he says he's out at the league for 17 years, I was like, man, yeah. That is a long time. Yeah. That is a long time. Andrew said thoughts on the Parker deal. I think go ahead. Primo.
No, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was just seeing Andrew's comment here. We had touched upon that a little bit earlier. I gotta say, man, I think it was a good pickup. It was a little shocker seeing that, and then especially for the contract that he was given, the fact that you're only going to be paying 1.2 while New England pretty much picked up the tab. I think it's a win for both of us. Like, it's definitely a snap in their face. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and do whatever we want. You guys are going to pick up the bill. So I mean, I like it. I like the fact that, you know, I mean, I see him as a potential, you know, third wide receiver that can come in and be a big piece of the puzzle.
What about you, Tim? You like that Parker deal?
I like the Parker deal. It's crazy, you know, how, you know, anybody that signs with the Eagles, they always got to go with the negative. Just basically saying it was a separation. He was ranked last and all this stuff. So, that's not Parker's thing. Parker is, you know, cassette. You know, he goes up and go gets the ball. He's that type of guy. So, he's better than Quez Watkins. So, I'm good with that. I mean, I stand at 6'3", 215, 216, type of wide receiver being at the three. I mean, come on, man. Like, that's way better than what we had. And Kellen Moore, bro. Yo, how we went grocery shopping. You better have that five-star, four-star menu meals ready, bro.
Quez is he's gone. He's gone.
Yeah.
There's no turning back. There's no turning back from this one. Heather asks, am I the only one traumatized from Chip Kelly? All this moving around, it scares me.
For Chip Kelly, we wouldn't have a Super Bowl.
Everything happens for a reason. At the end of the day, I think everything does happen for a reason. You know what I mean? I feel like we had to crawl before we walked. You know what I'm saying? I mean, another thing is, if regardless, you know, Wentz was here, you know, him getting hurt, next thing you know, Nick Foles becomes a legendary thing. Rack Check says he's got PTSD. But speaking about the, you know, the live during the live feed yesterday, shout out to Tim, 4 hours. It was a long one. Shout out to Prime for dropping in during work. Hopefully bosses weren't like questioning where you were at, leaving the meeting. But we did mention, I said, just throwing it out there, the idea of bringing in Justin Fields as a backup. And now you know, the whole quarterback controversy, but I was like, hear me out in the sense of, you know, how he does things. The amount of money you're paying for these backups is more than what Justin Fields is making. It's way less. If you need somebody for a game with the same athletic skill set and at a cheap rate, and then you let him get signed after that and makes, you know, buku bucks compared to what he's making now, that is just, that's also a comp pick, no?
Yeah.
It's just would you bring Justin Fields in here on a day three pick, Prime?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of iffy about that situation. Like I said,
you don't rock the boat.
Nah. I'm not for it, man. Cause I'm just scared of controversy. You know, I just feel like some way, somehow, it's going to be a controversy.
Controversy in Philly.
I'm just saying, bro. You know what I mean? They find a way. They find a way. All right. Just from past experience, they find a way for controversy and you know. We're doing all these moves and we're restarting to get away from the controversy we just got finished dealing with. I'm not trying to do all that to get right back into a new controversy. So I don't know. I'm out on the whole Justin Fields thing.
Just for controversy only, not that if
you just for controversy, absolutely. I mean, other than that, hands down, I think the kid is a stud. I think he's got a bright future. I think Chicago definitely utilized him the wrong way. They didn't really give him what he needed, and you know, and I see that they're making moves, but now they're making moves by planning on getting him out of there, and that sucks. I think, you know, the moves that they're making, I think it would probably be somewhat of a fix for him, a plus, and they're not even taking the initiative to even give it a chance, and it's a shame, but, you know, it is what it is. It's part of the business.
I'm just saying, like, from a competition standpoint, I always love to bring in competition. I know it was weird when we had Mike Vick in here, when we made Nab. I was like, "Ugh, this is weird." I was like, "This is weird." When Hurts was in here, when Wentz was here, I was like, "Ugh, this is weird."
I mean, I remember that. I remember that one clearly. I was in PR, and when I got the text that Michael Vick is an Eagle, yo, I was, start him now, sit McNabb. That was me, bro. Listen, man, I got tired of the ground balls, man. I got tired. I was fed up. At that time, I was fed up. And, you know, being a big Michael Vick fan, I mean, come on, bro. I think the three of us and maybe everybody in this chat, everybody used Mike Vick when it came to Madden. That's why everybody was a Michael Vick fan. You know what I mean? That, and he had one of the hottest sneakers in the world. So, I mean, come on.
Everybody was huge.
Let's get it.
They brought him back.
Brought him back, baby.
Tossy Carter. Back.
Let's get it.
3 years.
Let's go.
$33 million.
Let's get it.
$33 million.
Let's go.
Let's get it. I promise you, nobody will steal your car this time. I promise you.
Okay.
Let's get it. All right.
Oh, man.
Gail over here doing the Harlem Shake. So, Gail.
Yeah.
Yo, I feel like it's always magical when the three of us get on, you know, in front of the screen, bro.
Facts, right?
You know what I'm saying? Something happens every time, bro.
Hey, guys, we have just signed Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. 3 years. $33 million max value. Yeah, max value. Mike Lowry. Yo. you all know that I'm a CJ stan. So the fact that I get the dude that I've wanted for so long. Again, we lost him. brought him back. The fact that we get that crazy motherfucker back on this team, I'm ecstatic.
Oh yeah, bro.
Ecstatic.
That's big, bro. That's what? Big.
One more to go. One more to go, bro. One more to go.
Rebo, you being greedy right now.
I'm being greedy. One more to go, man. I don't care. I don't care. I deserve. I deserve to be greedy once. Man. I'm being greedy, bro. Give me one more. Give me one more, man.
I'm excited, man. Like, why? How could you not? How could you not want a versatile piece? Obviously, he's had some injuries, been banged up.
You remember we were talking about him clearly when we were in Dallas. I mean, where were we? We were in Dallas when we were talking to that driver. Yeah, we were in Dallas. The Uber driver, he was from Detroit, and we told him, you know what I mean? Like, yo, we would love to give CJ another chance. We're all about giving CJ another chance. We know he's got some financial issues. We know he's got an attitude problem. We know it, but I don't give a shit about none of that.
Wow.
It's his playing his play on the field is what I'm really big on. And yo, damn, man, like that's what's up, bro. We're gonna be playing this video back and forth with the reaction we just got from Mr. Saunders.
Yeah, facts. Yo, yeah. Is this 11 and a half, 12 mil a year?
It's 33 max value. So obviously I bet you there's probably some incentives in there. So
happening?
I mean,
we got that
man.
Dog. We got that dog back. You know what I'm saying? We got that dog back. Like, because like I said yesterday, I said, yo, when the Niners came, damn, that was quick. when the Niners came to Philadelphia and they punked Bradbury and nobody said nothing, I bet you, and I put my life savings on it, if we had CJ DJ right there, he would have said something. He would have gotten his face.
That's crazy, man. That is crazy.
Got him back, man.
I'm so glad it happened live. Now he's a guy. I was on the All About the Birds podcast last week. I had to give up some of my prospects that free agent prospects that I wanted. Chauncey was one of them. So I'm glad we got him, man. I just feel like he's got some range, man. He's got some range. And I feel like, damn, bro, if we get another one, if we get Justin Simmons, am I being greedy now?
I just said that. I think you guys are both being greedy.
Welcome.
Shit. No. I'm gonna
tell you this right now, too. When we signed Justin Simmons, I'm gonna be straight up, man. I don't even give a shit about the draft.
About the what?
I don't even give a shit about the draft.
Oh, okay. Think about it. We're at it.
You're that happy. We need a linebacker, though. We do need a linebacker.
I don't even think I'm gonna sit around for a mock draft.
Yeah, this is. I mean, you guys talk amongst yourself while I put this up, but I just think it's crazy. I mean, and then there's a lot of people that, you know, I've seen some people going at Derek Gunn. I said, yo, Derek Gunn put that news out, and I said, Derek Gunn said it, so you must listen.
Yeah. That's just the thing about, you know what I mean, Gunn. Like, the man still has – his heart is still with this organization regardless of whatever it is that he's doing, and he's going to go ahead and give the intel when it needs to be given. So, you know what I mean, I appreciate the man. I appreciate the little hints he's giving us dropping here. And there, so for people to be all upset and everything, like, yo, it's whack.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, it's worth it.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, Derek Gunn is a quality individual. Gave me a lot of great advice. So D Gunn, breaking news. He said this yesterday. Here we are with Jauncey.
I hope he goes backwards.
This is great. This is great. I needed today this. The Eagles are
killing it, man. Like, Howie is cooking.
Blue Meanie in the building. This guy, you're getting ready for WrestleMania. I know this guy's going to be cooking in a couple weeks.
Let's go.
Man, dude, that is a great sign, man. This is something I needed. The way that our safety room is set up, there's a lot of guys that are banged up. Sydney Brown, we know what Sydney Brown got hurt late in the season, so we know that that's just not a good look right now. Reed Blankenship got banged up. I feel like the way our room looks like, you know, we got McCollum.
Yeah, I got McCollum. This is what I like with CJ's. He brings versatility.
Exactly.
This is versatility. You know what I'm saying? So this is where, I know we got Isaiah Rodgers. I'm kind of wondering what we're going to do with Bradberry. I think he'll be the post June 1st cut. But the guys that you just mentioned before I start talking, I think this is a versatility move where you go, hey, you bring that dog back, and then you got to bring a tackling machine in here and a linebacker. Congratulations to CJ DJ. Yes, Eagles fans, I know you don't like some of us. But, yo, welcome back home, man. Welcome back.
My other thing is he's a guy, right? He's a guy that has not got a – You hit free agency. It's a great thing, but he's a guy that hasn't got a long-term deal until right now. And you're talking about a guy his age who's, I mean, he's done some wild shit, you know, he's definitely got some, but I need that. I want more of that. I like that. I need that. When I saw him talk shit to Brady, I was like, that's the kind of guy I like. You know what I mean?
I just need, let's top the show off with a Simmons signing before we get off.
Huh?
Just sign Simmons. Huh? Just let's sign Simmons before we get off. We get another reaction. All right. Like, just make it happen, man.
Bro, that you know what's crazy? Man, that happened. Yeah. That was like perfect timing. That was super perfect timing how that all happened. You know what I'm saying?
They signed Simmons, man. You can go ahead and spend the first three rounds of the draft picking up linebackers. You'll get one, two, maybe out of the three that, you know what I mean, do their thing.
Hey, I mean, at that point, man, you just go ahead and get me my guy, man, Roman Wilson, on the second round. Appreciate that.
Oh, my God, bro. Talk about yourself. I'm trying to post the socials. You'll see.
We got to talk to the chat. The chat is booming. Yeah, you talk to the chat.
We got Daz here. We missed that dog mentality. Yeah, I agree with you, man. That's what we needed. You know what I mean? CJ's definitely going to be that guy that's going to be in people's ears throughout the game. I felt like we missed that, especially with him not being there. He was big with that the year that he was on the squad. So, I don't know. I mean, like, you just question. Now I got a question. As pissed off as I was with Bradberry's play, is this going to be a spark? Because it doesn't seem like Bradberry's going anywhere. So is it going to be a spark? Is it going to be a spark to bring this secondary back to being the secondary they were 2 years ago?
I think this is the thing, though, with Bradberry is I know the fire, shooting fire at him and everything that he played last year. He had an up and down roller coaster last year, but he was playing out of position for the majority of the time when he was last year. They put him inside, they put him outside, they put him inside, put him outside. So you gotta, he's a cerebral DB. He's not a fast, twitchy type of guy. He has problems with
who?
Twitchy wide receivers. So it's just
who?
Just gotta put him in a better position. Bradberry.
Oh, Bradberry. Okay.
Got to put him in a better position. I think if you can put him in a better position, you know, I think he'll be okay. I know Eagle fans don't want to hear that, but then how much stock do you have in our young bull? My guy from Georgia, I can't remember his name. I'm so CJ DJ signing got me
Jalen Carter
fired up.
Carter, no, Smith.
Our other DB, the rookie DB from
Ringo.
Last year.
Ringo.
Like, Ringo. How much stock are they putting into him?
My thing is, you could he's in here for cheap anyway. So, exactly. You know, like, he's in it for the competition. My thing is, if you keep grooming him, that's cool. But I feel like, right. I think Bradberry, knowing that, again, I've shown you guys our own breakdowns that the Eagles had on Bradberry. The fact that we were using him in situations like in the slot, he's not good in the slot. If Fangio knows how to use his pieces correctly, I think he's in a better situation. I would trust. I would never trust. Again, I was in Seattle when I saw JSN lined up, and our section was crying because, like, no, what's good? Like, you know, and then the fact that no help over top on JSN. I mean, I'm just saying, if you can bring down the cap hit, restructure, that would be nice. But hey, I'd rather go get Quinyon Mitchell. Go get Quinyon Mitchell.
I think you have to trade up. Get younger. You're gonna have to trade up for Quinyon Mitchell because his stock is just going up.
I mean, 843 says Bradberry actually was a threat when we had CJ Gigi in the second day.
And that's why I asked the question, is this going to bring back that mentality we had 2 years ago when those three were on the field?
Mark said, put the word out there. We back up.
Hey, first of all, you know what? All right, just seeing his comment, you know, did y'all see Debo? You know that he got beef with Debo, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
I like that shit. And then now he just changed his number to number. He went 19 to number one. Yeah. We're going to put you on notice now. What's up? Hopefully wife ain't seeing this.
Oh, man, I hope she is, man. Stand your ground, damn it.
Yo.
I love sis, but I'm going to stay in my ground, man. Have they even found Debo and what's his name? Yeah,
like, I don't know. He's been on the milk carton ever since the Super Bowl.
They still MIA? Shit. Tell sis to live off the couch. Maybe they might be under there or something. I don't know.
Yo, I'm so. I mean, you're talking about bringing in an edge, a little fastball off the edge. I was watching a lot of Bryce Huff today.
I was too.
He was putting in some work. He worked. I see him work Jordan Mulata. So I feel like you hit with I can't even talk right now, man. You upgraded with Saquon Barkley. You know, as much as people were like, the fact that we lost Swift, okay. Swift had to go get his money. He was not going to get that money. We got another deal?
Don't have another deal, but I love this tweet. Welcome back. Let's get to work by our guy, Big Play Slay. Love it.
There it is.
Love it. We got
cozy, man.
It's cold, man.
Mark says CJ GZ's attitude fires up the players on defense. I like a little crazy, man. I mean, some of y'all eat some bland ass food. Sometimes you need some spice. Go out, eat some Indian food sometime. Put some spice in it. Okay? That's what Chauncey is, all right? Chauncey's crazy, but I like crazy. I said I needed crazy. I need more of that. I like that. I need more of that. Let's see. Do you think Howie would pursue Wagner since he's available? Bobby Wagner. I thought about that today. Old Bobby Wagner.
Why not? 1 year deal running for a year.
Old Bobby Wagner.
I see your facial expression, but it's one leadership. How much he knows how to play the position. He could be a great teacher. You know, I'm just saying, like I said, you know what I mean? You're running all that for 1 year. I'm okay. I think that would be a good signing if it was to happen. Yeah. So I'm in for a Bobby Wagner song.
If he comes here, he's looking for a lot of money though, fellas. He's looking for a lot. He's looking for, you know what I mean, 11 to 10 minutes.
He could go to Dallas. He could go to Dallas.
You know, Lavonte David just resigned with the Bucks too. Yeah, Devin White's still out there, right?
No, he just signed, I thought.
Did he sign?
I believe he did.
Now, Jeff says, with these signings, what's your guess on what they do round one and two in the draft. I think it opens you up to multiple options. I think as much as I would love to bring in a young corner, like us, bro, if Quinn Allen came in here, I mean, you know, we've been getting mocked by the Bama Lucky corners. Have been mocked to us. I just think you got to get young at the position. But there is some talented offensive linemen. You know, Hennessy's a veteran guard. I think, you know, Tyler Steen, what do we have in him yet? We don't know what we have in him yet, but I think he gave some serviceable snaps and reps. He's in the school of Stoutland for another year, so he could be – we don't know exactly what he is, but you bring a JPJ from Oregon, that's set it and forget it. Versatility, plays left guard and right guard and center. That's kind of interesting. You know, it's not always sexy. I think Byron Murphy from Texas, you know, athletic DT to add to the mix. Three young DTs, but then, you know, Milton Williams show. What is Milton Williams? You know, he's gave us some serviceable reps in the rotation.
I would love to see Milton here a little bit longer. I would like to see more out of him. I'm hoping they could go ahead and figure something out with him, get him into the scheme.
Now, Todd says, if we don't sign Simmons, I wouldn't be mad at Cameron Curl from the Commanders. Man, if we had Simmons with God.
Oh, man, that's the versatility secondary would be crazy if you go and get Simmons, CJ DJ, Isaiah Rodgers.
I mean, look, if they saving this for tomorrow to at least give me another good day, I'm for that too. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good. Figure it out. You know what I mean? Verbally agree on it and then make it official come tomorrow. I'm good. I can use 3 days in a row of
happiness. You know what's dope though? He gets to put his Drew's Nightmare chain back on. Go ahead, man.
Hey, somebody call Evan to call in. To pop in. I know he's on a Evan's out on a date, so you know.
Yeah, he definitely has to be booed on.
Oh, yo, he is LL Cool J. I need love all of a sudden, bro.
Hey, man, you know, he got a lot of catching up to do. He'd be all right.
Yo, when you're talking about the draft, I think this is where you go. Like, you know, we talk about the draft where you go is what is the best available, right? You're building for the future. Free agency is building for today. Free agency is more, it's like a credit card, you know what I mean? You just go purchase it, but you got to pay later. You got to enjoy this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a down payment on a brand new whip. You got the rims, you got the whole shit, big and bang. You got everything.
Speaking of whips, Chris said, who's going to fess up to stealing his whip, though? CJ's whip.
Putting out the name, son. We don't snitch on here, though. We ain't snitching on it.
It was Marcus Mariota.
You are your snitch.
Todd's like, they cut Penny so they can give CJ his number back.
He in Washington now. Go get him.
Yeah, I mean, adding the talent here. You know, Tim talked about Malachi Corley. We saw him down at the Senior Bowl. He, you know, like he was getting. He's a yak machine, former running back. He runs like a running back in space. I feel like you could definitely mid-round. I think he could maybe go in the back of the second if teams fall in love with him like that. They said a Debo light, but that's putting Debo on him is not fair to him. But linebacker Edgerton Cooper from Texas A&M. He's got more range than everyone's favorite Trotter Jr. out there. I think he's probably a better Dean. You know what I'm saying? God, this, yo, Howie, like, you know, you put Howie in a corner, he came out swinging. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna have to roll down to I'm gonna have to roll down to NovaCare tomorrow. sit outside with Howie sign, because you know my thing is
what is it gonna sign say? Let him cook. Let him cook.
Now Chris is asking for Willie Gay, Ryan. Did he?
Yeah.
Who?
I believe Miami.
Miami
Dolphins.
Man. Shout out to Dennis in the building. Yeah, man, I think everybody's excited right now. Everybody is excited. I think
we'll put a cherry on top.
Yeah, Justin Simmons would be the cherry.
Actually, he was with the Saints. He was with the Saints.
Sorry.
Yeah. If we got Justin Simmons, that would bring in another veteran, a leader, knows what Fangio likes and wants. Because right. I'm saying you want – You know, I was watching a lot of cut-ups from, you know, the players talking about Justin Simmons. They were like, "Yo, he calls out plays." You watch him out there; he's getting people in position. That's what you need at the back end.
Yo,
on top of just, what happened?
Just got word. Eagles ain't done.
We didn't think they was done.
No.
What are you hearing?
I think the Simmons is going to be coming true here soon.
because this is a dream situation for me, bringing back both of them.
Yeah,
it's a dream scenario. It's a good fit. Speaking of.
Howie's got a job for the next 10 years.
Yo, the chat is fired up, man. But shout out to all you crazies yesterday, man. There was over 1,700, 1,800 people in here following along. I appreciate y'all stopping in. Vets Rule said, welcome back, CJ. Andrew said, when Prime talks, Howie listens.
I love it.
Simmons would be amazing, man. I think he's got 3 years with Fangio, 3 years with the new DB coach. What's not to like?
We signed Simmons tonight. I'm going to work in my prime ass.
You got to take a picture though.
I'm going to work in my prime ass.
Word.
I'm going to be at the desk working in my prime ass.
We got another CJ Stan in the chat. Shout out to Lane.
Hey, what
up? Todd says, could you all see Sidney Brown stepping up in that slot DB? I don't really like him out in the slot.
No, I thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying the stepping up part. My bad. Yeah. I didn't read the whole thing, but stepping up. Yeah, I mean, look at the cast around him right now, man.
Yeah,
we ain't done. We about to add some more. So yes, I think that boy is step up. I think that'll soup him up to be that better player, you know what I mean? To achieve that greatness that he knows he's got inside him. So, yeah.
Every time I think of Sidney Brown in the slot, I picture CeeDee Lamb throwing, like, he had, like, airport lights, like, parking plane lights. Every time Sidney Brown was on him in the slot, he was like, just throw it. So, I mean, I've seen him play in the slot. In the Senior Bowl, he took some. I saw him against Tank Dell, and I was excited that he kept up. But you know, you don't need to when you got CJ.
I was about to say that because CJ could play in the slot himself. He was original slot when he came when he was with the Saints. Now he played for us as well.
How soon can we update our Madden roster?
I already put Barkley on.
I'm ready. I'm ready to update my roster, bro.
I already wrote an email to the people that did my my Wins jersey and put the brown in. I already wrote them too. I said, hey, I need that address. So hopefully he gets number 26. I need Barkley on the back.
It's T Willis, right? T Willis?
Yes.
Yeah.
T Willis. Yeah. I'll send you the information.
If you have it, text it to me.
Yeah, I got you.
Because I send a lot of people there. If you guys have, it's kind of foul though. If you got Sanders jerseys, and you know, your funds ain't right now, and you want to go ahead and flip the name patch on the back, you can flip it into a Saquon Burt. Is it a Penn State on Penn State crime? Are you taking a name patch?
That is Penn State on Penn State crime. I did not think of that.
Damn. Man, I would commit that crime.
Oh, well, because I'm not spending $150 on another.
I would commit that crime all day.
Facts, yeah. Oh, well.
I got the perfect jersey to go commit the crime on right now.
Me too.
Shit. I have a Miles Sanders jersey that I've never touched. Just sitting there.
I got a number 26 up on my wall, but nobody knows.
Who is it?
That ain't Booby. That's Saquon.
He got a Kerry Williams on the back wall.
That's Saquon, just so y'all know. I got the first Saquon Barkley in the Eagles uniform fat head up there.
Yo, Prime, text Evan, tell him to call in for me.
I text him, man. I told you he really bootloving. Like he deep in the bootloving right now.
Pops is happy. He said I went golfing and came back to CJ. That's a great day.
Yeah, that is a great day.
That is a great day.
Now, Andrew's banging a table for Worthy from Texas. He ran the 4.21. I talk about real speed. Us losing Quez, but I think Worthy is a guy who is a little bit more dynamic than Quez, but you might have to pay a little bit more for him after. We all knew he was fast. I really want to see him routed up, but he quit the combine a little early. David Johnson back. To the party.
Sorry, bro. Hey, you can come as late as you want, but like you said, Howie is working. That's what you came into. The work of Howie, and we ain't done.
Now, Bob from Down Under, he said, that's a lot of money to pay someone who missed 19. Yeah, for a guy who missed games, how many picks did this man have in the games that he did play? Well, he missed games and still was leading the team in interceptions. He's a game changer. At the end of the day, he's a game changer. At the end of the day.
What's that?
Oi!
Dave Johnson says, also Shefty mentioning CJ. GJ has a versatile safety and nickel in the contract announcement that makes me think they're also going for some.
Speaking into existence.
Now, so I just got word that the Tennessee Titans are basically trying to they're trying to raise up the price, but they're still in on it.
On Simmons?
Yeah. Tennessee Titans has got involved.
Justin, if you watching the show, which I know you are, there ain't nothing to do in Tennessee. Nothing.
There is nothing.
There's Tennessee whiskey factory. But you can get cheesesteaks up here.
Facts.
And Philly Blunts. And what else? What else we got? Pretzels?
Yeah, we got Atlantic City, not that far. You know what I'm saying? Jersey.
Tasty Delaware. Cakes.
You can go take a jet ski in the Schuylkill.
Yeah, we got Wawa.
No, you don't. You know.
Yeah, Wawa is it is enough to move up here.
That is enough. Come on.
What's going on here?
Is that you?
That's definitely not me. Let me find out.
Now, Sports King says Sweat is going to be traded for a big-time corner. My guess is Patrick Sertan. Hey, what? What makes you think that, Sports King?
Yes. Yeah. Tell us something we don't
tell
know.
Tell us. I don't see that one happen.
Hmm.
What do you know, Sports? The other thing with Josh Sweat is the way that with the defense, it might be – they know that he's not a fit. Fangio might know that he's not a fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're thinking about Bryce and you're thinking about.
Well, it does have you thinking because, like, when Fangio was here, helping out, you didn't really see much of Sweat. And then last year we saw a shitload of Sweat. And then now that Fangio's back, you might have a point. Maybe he's not. He knows something. We don't know, and he doesn't really fit into the system. But I don't know, man. I mean, regardless, Sweat is a key player to this team, and you know, if they move from him, that's going to be a rough piece.
Let's see. It's funny. Imagine if you took a nap and you woke up to this news. What's your favorite free agent signing the Eagles had, where it was just like you had to tell everybody, it was just you couldn't stop talking about it?
I gotta be honest, and I'm probably gonna get clowned for this, but it's all right, man. It is what it is. I'll never forget how, even though it was one of the worst signings, it turned out to be one of the worst signings ever. But before we realized it was the worst signing ever, it was an exciting signing to be able to steal from the Cowboys, because they were right in the position to go ahead and make it happen. And we just swiped them right from them. And that was awesome. Like when Nnamdi got signed, I and I'm probably the only one that's going to admit to this, because everybody else is going to go ahead in front and act like, nah, I wasn't. But yeah, when that sign that happened, I was shoot, because you know we stole them from the Cowboys, because they were right there to go ahead and sign them. And God, I wish to this day they did, but you know what I mean, things happen for a reason. A lot of changes would have never been made if we didn't follow that pattern that we went down. So, but yeah, I'm gonna keep it honest. I'm gonna keep it real.
I'm not lying, Primo. You said souped. Speaking of soup, I was eating wonton soup at a Chinese restaurant, and I had no one to talk to about this. So I just got the news, and I was grabbing the waiter, and I was shaking him. I was like, "Yo, we signed Nnamdi Awesome One." He's like, he had no idea what I was talking about, and he was like, "Why are you grabbing me?" I said, okay,
lucky to call the cops on your ass.
I was like, I need to take my ass home. But the T.O. signing was huge.
Oh, for
then,
sure.
And then
T.O. was mine.
Javon Curse. Yep. At the same time, I knew we were going to the Super Bowl then.
T.O. was the biggest one. I remember that trade. I was at basketball practice, and they were like, yeah, the Eagles traded for Terrell Owens, and it was from the Ravens. And I remember, like it was yesterday, I got fitted for my uniform, and I remember someone was like, yo, y'all just got T.O. I literally had I had shorts, no shirt, and I'm running out the gym just yelling, "Go Birds!" People were looking at me like I was crazy. Mind you, I live in Arizona. I just committed to this college. They're like, "What the hell?" Like, nobody care about the damn Philadelphia Eagles. I do. You know what I mean? So I was wilding out. I ain't gonna be front. T.O. was mine. I bought that jersey. That. Woo. I bought like four jerseys of T.O. too.
Yeah, T.O. was a big sign. I remember that day too, because I was working for Waste Management at the time, and me and the driver of the truck, he was a San Fran fan, and I was the Eagles fan. So when he came back, you know, what I mean, I'm all about rubbing it in somebody's face. So I was rubbing it in his face. And I remember clearly I ran up and down the block, and then people were coming out of their houses asking me if I was all right. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just excited. You know what I mean? The Eagles just signed Terrell Owens, and it was definitely a hype. I got hyped up. Shit, I think even at the moment, I probably like grabbed about three trash cans at one time and dumped it. You know what I mean? That's how souped up I was.
Talking about souped, Peasy out here. I'm hyped. I'm so hyped that CJ's back. He said, we finally got our safety back. Joe says, "How is a wizard?" But kudos to Lurie for allowing him to manipulate the cap and be flexible.
Oh, for sure.
I got to break up my yearly Howie Roseman meme of you know, it's sacrilegious, but I feel like people get the point. He breaks bread and he feeds everyone. I don't know if you guys know the story, the fish and the bread. Anyway, y'all need to go to church. So anyway,
I go to church, buddy. Let me hear your version of the fish and bread.
Well, anyway, tomato pies. Should we have a tomato pie with Chauncey on it? Yeah, we did have not? One. Didn't we? Well, didn't we have one?
We did. We did. Yes, we did.
We did have one.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Now Ray asks, who are the linebackers we are eyeing up? They're probably cheap. I really wanted the linebacker with the Titans. He signed with the D'Amico Ryans, his former coach with the 49ers. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
That would have been nice. Let's see. Well, what other linebackers you want? Who is it? Josie? Josie's out there? Did he sign?
I don't think Josie signed yet.
Josie Jewell.
I'm keying on Devon White, man. But
Devon White, yeah.
Devon White. That's a long shot.
Mark is asking for crunchy beers in Philly. This one's for you, Ev, wherever you're at. I know you're in love. Get this crunchy beers for you. And if you don't, guys don't know the story behind the crunchy beer, Evan Hollywood Hearn is a big fan of crunchy beer. When we're at baseball games, that's when he normally does it. He puts nuts in his beer. He's not a fan. Neither should anyone else.
Nope. Disgusting.
Mr. iFlow, a.k.a. Chris, he said, tell the streets that we back up, okay?
Facts. Big facts.
He said, sign my man Hassan Reddick. Pete's asking for the breaking bread story. Hey, man, you need to go to church, man. What other moves, man? What other moves you guys want right now?
I'm just focusing on that Justin Simmons move, man. I haven't really been thinking about anything else. Just give me that move and I'm good.
I would like Jerome Brown. Is it Brown?
Jerome Brown.
Is it Jerome Brown? I can't remember his name.
Geronimo Brown.
In a cool zone, sales. What do you guys think about this trade idea? Sweat for Lattimore from the Saints. Would they do that? We'd have to.
Like I said, if the trade would happen, I'm just gonna say, team, don't shoot me. It would be Arizona. That's where he bid. Arizona or the Panthers.
Adam says, "How do we feel on the Devontae Parker as the number three?" That's a penciled number three. I think this is the year to draft a wide receiver. There's so much talent. If they don't come out with one wide receiver in the first four rounds, I'd be pissed off, to be honest. Let's see. Did we miss something? Any news from anyone else? Oh. Dub Kleiman says Titans are serious contenders for Legere Sneed. Well, he's on the – he got tagged, right?
But he did get tagged. I don't know how that works. I mean, if doesn't that kind of like make them off limits?
Well, and if they're trying to tag him, and then if if he doesn't want to be tagged, he's making a fuss about it. Did they tag him to trade him?
Right.
Shout out to Todd. He's saying Puna Ford, who has ties to that Seattle Seahawks defensive line coach that we brought in as our new defensive line coach. And shout out to Todd is actually friends with Puna Ford's dad. So I think Todd, you need to get on the phone. Good depth piece. Jeff says he wanted Jordan Brooks. Yeah, a lot of people did.
That's a good one.
From Seattle, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Blue Meanie said, wouldn't extending Hassan help bring the cap down more? I thought it would save 11.
11 million.
That would be nice.
Yeah, about $11 million.
I'll even take that news in a couple of days, too.
Adam says, thoughts on Maddox coming back cheap if he can stay healthy. For cheap. I think you have to think about it. He's also a locker room favorite.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people love Maddox. So I feel like we here on this podcast, when we had our Stay or Go series, we were ready to move off Maddox. But if he wanted to come back cheap, yeah, but you had to knock that deal down. But he did that.
How much he's going to get paid, like six or something like that?
I'd want lower than that. He missed a lot of games. But I want to give a shout out to Philly Sports Chips. If you're trying to make a trip, if you're trying to, not everyone is ready to go, but I'm ready to go to Brazil. I'm ready to go to Brazil. The birds take over Brazil. You can make your deposit. It's going to be a 7-day trip. So think about this. If you want to take a vacation, take a vacation, and then on top of that, you get the birds. So it's we're spending multiple days in Rio. It's a flight going directly from Philly to Rio, and then a flight from Rio to Sao Paulo, and Sao Paulo back to Philly. There's other companies there, some other places. So if you want to book a trip, check out PhillySportsTrips.com and join the party. It's gonna be, there's a lot of surprises. It's gonna be a crazy trip. I know. I'm just looking at your faces. I know both of y'all aren't gonna be able to make this one, but I'm just saying, if you guys want to go to Brazil, check out Philly Sports Trips.
Go check them out for real. It's, you know, I mean, it's definitely gonna go down.
What are the other road games are you guys going to?
All of them now. All of them. We signed Simmons, all of them. That one I'll go upstairs right now and go talk to her about that. All of them. Except for Brazil.
LA, New Orleans. I will be there. And then of course I gotta go home.
Mob 843 says I wanted Jordan Hicks back. It's crazy Jordan Hicks is back, bro. I mean, not is back, but just he's still in the league.
Man, who did he sign with, the Browns or something like that?
I'm not sure.
Was it the Browns? Nah, I felt like, God, who was it?
It was a 2-year, 15-year, 15 million?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Forgot who it was because I saw that news this morning too.
Adam says thoughts on Edgen Cooper out of Texas A&M. I mean, he's got some size, range.
Yeah, it was Browns. Browns. Yep. That's our
favorite. Let's see. How about, I mean, thinking about Derrick Henry as a Raven with Lamar.
That's crazy, man.
It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting.
Mm. They're going to be fighting over that ball.
Yeah.
The one in the shadow says wide receivers all the way through the fourth round could be good enough to be starters. No way we get Naders. I truly want Leggett. Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. Bro, is at his size, his speed, playmaking ability, you know, he had a decent combine. His Senior Bowl was a little, his first couple days, but were a little off, but I felt like everybody was geeked to see him out there. So Leggett, go check him out, Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. Oh, Taylen saying Simmons is headed to Tennessee.
That's based off of what Tim mentioned earlier, that Tennessee's trying to up the price on.
Yeah, I think they're trying to up the price.
But bro, I think he heard us when we said that, you know, there ain't nothing to do in Tennessee, so don't worry about it.
Oh, man. I know, I appreciate everybody in the chat. I'm glad we got one move live. I think we all needed it, you know. I've been getting messages from my cell phone saying that your screen time is up 15% in the last couple days. A lot of this all day. It's going to be crazy. But before we get out of here, I want to give a big shout out to Concha Hawk and Italian Bakery. Holding us down all these years. Go get yourself a tomato pie over there. Mm-hmm. Shout out Tina. She's amazing. Shout out Bud Light for holding down the tailgates during the season. Always a good time at our tailgates. Shout out to Shout out to Red Bull for giving us wings last year. And shout out to Evan for his cheesesteaks.
Shout out to Alex, too.
Shout out to Alex, yeah, and his pulled pork. Pulled pork is pretty amazing.
DJ Lowski.
Shout out to DJ Lowski, who's been breaking news.
Killing it,
right? Killing.
Yo, Lowski hit me up the other day, and he also gave me he said Mike Gesicki was Eagles had some interest, but which just shows you that they had some interest in Gesicki. He signed with the who did he sign with? He signed somewhere for 1 year, $3 million today. So I let him know. I said, you are almost this close to having season tickets. Who did Gesicki sign with? It's going to kill me. Anyway, talk amongst yourselves. I think we are going to have a tailgate at the Super Bowl. New Orleans. New Orleans is going to be the trip. If any of you guys are trying to go to a trip, that would be it. That would be interesting. It's the best one to go to, I think. Are we all in the chat going?
New Orleans, I'm there.
You there? Tim, you there?
I'm there. I'm in New Orleans. Baby.
I'm trying to get some beignets. And what was the other thing that they had? Creole?
Hand grenades. Can I get some hand grenades and beignets?
You so violent, bro. Hand grenades. Jesus.
Oh, you got to try the Master P's chicken.
Primo, my comment was just based off of a tweet I saw from Diana Rossini. I've been in and out of work while watching y'all. Oh, it's all good, Taylor. I was just saying that. You know, I mean, I'm not, you know, big on that whole Tennessee thing, man. I think we're still the favorites to go ahead and sign him. You know, what I mean, I'm speaking into existence, staying positive. That's going to be the breaking news for tomorrow, if not early in the morning. So, you know, what I mean, that's. That was my feedback on that.
You're just trying to speak it into existence.
Speaking into existence, that's all.
Josina just said that the Eagles are definitely in for a linebacker.
Did you guys
watch any Zach Baum? Yeah.
I did.
I watched he's got some nice pass rushing snaps. Check out his He had a win versus Panay Sewell, where he gave him some nuance and got a sack, man. So I feel like Zach Bond, he gives you some versatility. He kind of like think of a Van Ginkle type. So, but before we get out of here, last word. We'll go with you. Tim, last word.
And how will we trust? And how will we trust? Yeah. Let the games begin. Well, they began yesterday, but continue. But yeah, man, the Eagles, you know, Howie's doing his thing, man. That's all we can trust. And I'm happy. I'm just happy, right? I can't wait to go out. I can't wait to go out in the living room and just be like looking at my wife and like, yeah, we back.
We did that.
We back. And then what my man said yesterday. He said Howie in the back passing that joint around. Passing that joint around.
last word, Primo.
Hey man, I needed this, and the reason why I needed this because, you know, the way that season ended, it still was beating me up inside. But I got to say, when I find my way stepping out, they find a way to bring me back in, and I'm back in, and I'm good to go. You know what I mean? It all started yesterday with the Saquon signing, leading into today with CJ coming back, Parker being part of the squad now, and a couple of little other major signings that, you know, will play a big effect on the season to come, but we're not done. And, you know, like Tim said, and how we trust. So, you know, I mean, just stay tuned because it's only going to get better here linebacker, safety, whatever. We know we got to go things that we got to touch upon, and we definitely got to take care of family. So I mentioned Hassan Reddick, you know what I mean, Devontae Smith. We got to get those things squared off just as well. So just stay tuned. Looking forward to this is one of that this is that time of the season where I get real geeked up. You know what I mean? Besides these guys getting geeked up about the draft, I get geeked up about free agency. And right now, everything's looking good. With that being said, I want to give a shout out to my little man, little Lucky. Gabe had his baptism this past weekend. It was a great feeling being able to go ahead and get that accomplished. Nice. Something I wanted to get done back in COVID years. But with COVID happening, it definitely put a damp on that. But was finally able to get it done. I want to thank my family for being there, being supportive, and my brother and sister-in-law who are the godparents to my son. So it's a great blessing, and everything turned out perfect. So I'm really grateful. Go Birds.
I just want to shout out all you guys in the chat, all you crazies who need to talk about the Eagles 24/7, all you guys all across the globe, all across the world, who love to talk about the Eagles daily like we do. Appreciate y'all. I think Howie gave us a gift today. We talked about Jordan Spector giving gifts. I appreciate the gift he sent over today, man. This is crazy. Go check out the Immortals. There's only a couple, 1,200 of these things out there. So go grab one if you can. But I think Howie gave us some gifts, man. You got to be excited for what we got today. Everybody, you know, for the most part, I think loves Chauncey, loves what he brought to the table. I think the Eagles got another move in Simmons. I think that would be the period on the sentence. Obviously, getting a linebacker as well. I think we'll be ready for day three. If anyone's around, don't tempt me going live because I will. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly Eagles, fly.
Go Birds.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.